This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, this is something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. The Cal State San Bernardino faculty took a no-confidence vote on the president, Tomas Morales.
Correct. The full faculty affirmed the no-confidence vote that the Faculty Senate had passed a few weeks ago. This was a referendum, Ken. It's non-binding. And in fact, the chancellor of the CSU system has already pledged his full and unequivocal support for President Morales. So President Morales is not going anywhere. But this is certainly a disturbing statement about the confidence of the faculty in the president. President Morales said that he takes the vote seriously. He gave an interview to the student newspaper, the Coyote Chronicle, and he pledged to bring the campus together, to engage with faculty, to bring back the faculty forums, the meetings that he formerly had with faculty, and to hire more tenure-track faculty. So I do think that he sees this as highlighting some issues that he needs to and plans to address. It's maybe also important to note that the Faculty Senate vote of no confidence was approved by a 58% to 42% margin. The campus-wide vote was a little bit higher, a 62 to 38% margin. And so the president of the Faculty Senate said she hopes that the president will realize that this is a serious problem. And indeed, he has said he will address the problems.
Okay. Next, there are changes happening in downtown Riverside, physical changes to the city.
Right. Riverside downtown has become a very popular destination. And so the city has decided to try those diagonal crosswalks where all the cars in all directions come to a stop so that pedestrians can either walk diagonally across the intersection or the usual directions if that's where they're going.
Oh, that's like they have in big cities.
Well, yeah, Pasadena, Santa Monica, San Francisco. But downtown, I think the busiest intersection, the one that they're going to start with, is at Market and Mission Inn Avenue. Market Street and Mission Inn, that's where the Fox Theater is. And quite often you'll see people coming and going to the Mission Inn and then to the theater, to the restaurants in the area on foot. And this is really what the city wants to encourage. And so they want people to be able to do it safely. This is not a permanent change. This is really an experiment by the city to see if this works, if it's better. They're also going to try it one day a week at Mission Inn Avenue and Lemon Street and also at the Orange Street intersection. They're going to do that on Thursdays, which is when Riverside has its downtown art walk, and that brings a lot of pedestrians downtown.
Yeah. And now what is this about a parking garage? They're taking away a parking garage?
Right. Again, the city is running out of office space. And so one of the parking garages that belongs to the city is not as well used. It's the one at the corner of University and Market. And so the city has decided to allow that to be torn down. That'll make way for a much taller office building with up to 6 levels of underground parking. So the parking is not going to be lost, but there's going to be more office space downtown.
And with 6 levels of parking, this could be a tall building. This could be another Riverside skyscraper. Is this going to be a private developer building this building?
Right. This would be a private development, but the city council would first be asked to agree to sell the garage to that developer.
Okay. And things going on in San Bernardino, speaking of buildings.
Right. Downtown San Bernardino is undergoing a little bit of a transition. Specifically, City Hall is being vacated because a study a few years ago determined it's not safe in an earthquake.
That's the big, very unique City Hall building in downtown San Bernardino, the big black glassy box.
Some people have nicknamed it the Black Whale. It was one of the first projects by Cesar Pelli, the architect, who went on to some renown. He also designed subsequently similar buildings in Los Angeles. One is all with blue glass on the outside and another with red glass on the outside. But this was the first. When I first wrote about the seismic study of City Hall, I heard from an architect who was very concerned about this building being preserved as an example of Pelli's initial design of this type. But now, because of the seismic concerns, City Hall has been vacated and the offices have been parceled out in rented facilities around downtown among buildings on Arrowhead Avenue and North D Street downtown. What the city has done to avoid all the confusion, they've created an information center at Vanier Tower right next door to the old City Hall, where people can go and check in and be told where the offices are now. One of the main locations is at 6th and Arrowhead. There's another around the corner on E Street and another on North D Street. But if people are heading to San Bernardino City Hall, and it's quite well used, a lot of people go there to pay their water bills and other things, people need to check in at this information center and find out where the offices are now.
Okay, now two questions. One, are they going to build a new City Hall? Is that in the works?
Well, the city owns a building that formerly had housed the redevelopment agency, and that is going to be renovated, and City Hall will move in there. But that's going to be at least a year process. Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, they're in these three or four rented buildings around downtown. It's going to cost the city about $1.2 million a year for that rent.
Yeah.
It has not been decided what's going to happen to that historic City Hall building.
Yeah, that was my next question is, okay, so you've got seismic problems in a great big building, and it's vacant now, but some people want to preserve it. What to do?
Well, they figure the cost of renovating it and making it earthquake safe is about $20 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we know, San Bernardino is emerging from bankruptcy and it doesn't have that money, so no decision has been made on what will happen.
Mm. And in the meantime, the black whale is just going to sit there, huh?
It's going to sit there with barricades around it so people don't walk under it.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.